Welcome to Your Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. During our weekly 30-minute times together, you are going to begin to learn, apply, and pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that you and your family will not only just survive, but thrive during these uncertain economic times. Hi, everyone. This is Bob Louder from Christian Financial Ministries. Listen, as we start out, let me ask you this. Do you realize that right now that there are many of us who live in North Georgia and Western North Carolina? Do you realize that there are all too many of us who do not enjoy what is called financial freedom God's way? Do you realize that? Well, yeah, I'm sure you probably do. For example, let me ask you a couple of questions, okay? And what I'd like you to do is to listen to the questions and then see if any of these questions hit all too close to home for you, okay? All right, great. Here's the first question. Do you have money arguments with those closest to you? Do you argue about money? I mean, do you? Or are you behind on your mortgage, maybe your rent, your car, your credit card payments? Are you late on some of the payments that you owe? Are creditors calling? Or what about this one? Do financial issues stress your relationship with God by drowning out your thoughts even as you sit down to read your Bible and pray? I mean, do they? At least some of the times, do they? Or perhaps you have some other financial things going on in your life, such as the fact that, maybe your personal or your business decisions have not always been God-honoring. Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck. Perhaps you don't have savings for emergencies, college, or retirement. Or maybe you don't, or even better yet, maybe you can't give the way that you would like. Or just maybe, listen, perhaps you don't have any of these negative circumstances up and operating in your financial life right now, but you got to know deep down in your heart, you know that your finances could be in a whole lot better shape than they are. You know that you could use some help to take your personal finances to the next level. Now, if any of these or if many of these circumstances hit home for you or those close to you, well, then you need to realize that according to God's Word, according to the Bible, you can get on the path to financial freedom God's way, and you can do it right now. Yes, you can. But how are you going to be able to do that? I mean, what exactly can you start doing now that you haven't been doing in the past? I mean, where can you go? Well, I have to tell you that one of the things that you can do is to meet right here with us each and every weekend. Now, why? Well, because during our times together, you will learn to recognize and understand and prayerfully deal with the forces that drive your personal financial circumstances. And not only will you learn biblical financial principles that you can start to use and apply right now, some of you are going to get a tap on the shoulder by the Holy Spirit to share what He is giving you with others. You know, others like, your friends, your family, your children, grandchildren, Sunday school class. You see, God wants to bless you, and then He wants to work through you to be a blessing to others. Now, how are we going to do all of this and do it all in 30-minute radio bites? How are we going to do that? Well, first, let me give you a little bit of background, and then I'll paint a picture for you of where we're going and how we're going to get there. But first of all, as we are going to start out each of our times together, let me open us up in a word of prayer. Father, I thank You for the privilege and the opportunity for all of us to be here with You right now. And Lord, You tell us that wherever two or three come together, that You are right here with us. You're right here with us. And You never said that we all had to be in the same room. So even over this radio channel, we know that You are with us. So I ask You, please, to teach us and to bless us to Your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Okay, and thank you for praying with me. Now, like I promised, first of all, let's talk a little bit about background. I mean, just who is Bob Lauder and what is Christian Financial Ministries? I mean, why in the world should you tune in, listen, and learn, and then prayerfully apply what you're going to hear? Well, first of all, I have to share with you that I have been where many of you have been. Now that is not all bad, and that is not all good. I am simply suggesting that you and I may have a lot in common. For example, I was married and then divorced and declared bankruptcy, all before the Lord got a hold of my heart and I remarried almost, oh my goodness, it's been almost 40 years ago. And then, since seeking and asking Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior, well, I have to tell you that God has walked our family through the upside and the downside of our personal finances. Listen, we've had our ups, we've had our downs, but He has been with us every single step of the way. And then before retiring from the Air Force way back in 1991, the Lord gave me the chance to begin working with Mr. Larry Burkett in Christian Financial Concepts. Now there is a name that many of you are going to recognize. Listen, if you have been around the body of Christ for a long while, you are probably going to recognize the name of Larry Burkett as the individual, one of the very first Christian authors who took on the subject of what God has to say about money and what to do about it. And then what happened was that all through the 1990s, well, it was my very great pleasure and honor to be one of the three folks that Larry used to travel around the country and overseas to teach the teachers and train the trainers and counsel the counselors, and even help write some of his materials and conduct some of his seminars and workshops. And then in about 2004, we got to know and begin to work with another gentleman by the name of Dave Ramsey. Now, there's another name I am pretty sure you're going to recognize. Now, in addition to Larry Burkett and Dave Ramsey, I mean, what a blessing it is to have been on John Maxwell's team for the last several years. Now, you may or may not recognize the name of John Maxwell, but I'm telling you, you will soon, very soon, you're going to begin to appreciate all that John Maxwell brings to the table when we talk about financial freedom God's way. And now, what about now, right now in the present? Well, now the good people here at WJRB 95.1, well, they're giving us the chance to focus our radio attention to help meet the financial and spiritual needs of our community right here in North Georgia and Western North Carolina. Again, what an honor. So, here's the bottom line. For over 30 years, we have been helping individuals and families, just like you and yours, to keep your finances out of bankruptcy, keep your houses out of foreclosure, keep your marriages out of the divorce courts. I mean, we write books, we send out newsletters, we've been on national radio and television, given hundreds and hundreds of seminars and workshops, both in the United States and some 30 countries around the world. We've conducted countless coaching and counseling sessions, and all of this is to say that if you are absolutely positively ready to dump your debt and then work to build and pass on wealth, help other folks do exactly the same thing, and you want to do it all in ways that are pleasing to God, well, if that is you, then you have found the help you need. This is going to be the place for you to be. Okay, that's some background, but now, how is the Lord going to build on that background to help you learn and enjoy what financial freedom His way is all about? I mean, what exactly can you expect from our weekly weekend times together? Well, first of all, we're going to always open and close with prayer. Why? Well, because this is going to be one of His times with you. It's not going to be my time with you, but it is going to be one of His times with you. So first, we're going to always open, and then we're going to close in prayer. And then each week, you are going to enjoy a selection of several weekly radio segments to include things like our Financial Freedom God's Way radio seminar. Now, this is going to be about 5 minutes worth of Bible-based financial principles and practical application instruction and teaching. You're going to be blessed by spending a minute with Maxwell. You are going to receive some consumer tips of the week from Clark Howard, scam alerts from the Better Business Bureau, and even movie reviews from Focus on the Family. Now, that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to help promote upcoming community events, and we are also going to pass along some good shout-outs to some of our local businesses for the great service and customer care they give to some of our listeners. You see, one of the things that we are called to do as a ministry is to help support our local business communities, and this is just one of the many ways that the Lord is giving us to do just that. And then plus, as trained Dave Ramsey coaches, we are going to spend some time answering on air some of the questions we receive from you via email. And then finally, you're going to begin to hear about all of the many Bible-based community services. Listen, my friends, listen, the many free Bible-based community services that you can receive based out of our Chattoog Ministry and Events Center office in Hiawassee. Now, I know that you're thinking something like, wow, Bob, I mean, that's going to be an awful lot to cover each week in about 30 minutes. Well, yes, it is, and that's why we're not going to cover each item each week, okay? We're going to spread them around a little bit. However, one of the segments that you're going to receive each week is going to be the Financial Freedom God's Way Radio Seminar. And as a matter of fact, every week, this is going to be what's going to happen right after we open in prayer. And again, these radio seminars, these are going to be 5 minutes worth of information to help you learn and apply and pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications. And as a matter of fact, we're going to spend the next 5 minutes doing just that. You see, today is the very first of our weekly radio programs, and that means that this is the very first in our series of seminar segments. And what a better way to start than to start by laying a foundation that's going to support all of our seminar times together. Now, you're going to be probably surprised to learn that this foundation is going to have absolutely nothing to do with how you handle or spend your money. Mm-mm, not a thing. You see, our first foundational building step is to consider your overall financial picture from a biblical perspective. Now, why in the world would we want to do that? Well, because according to the Bible, my friend, you have a very real spiritual adversary that you are going to have to learn to deal with and to oppose using spiritual weapons. You see, my friend, weapons of the world, even the best financial weapons, they are never going to be enough. Nope, never enough. For example, as important as budgeting is never going to be enough. And even tithing, as critical as tithing is, it is never going to be enough. You see, you need spiritual weapons and a strategy that tells you and shows you how to use your spiritual weapons. Now, this means that you must learn to combine and use Bible-based financial principles and applications along with what Paul calls the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. Now, what I want you to see right up front are some of the hard facts about spiritual financial warfare. Okay? Hard facts about spiritual financial warfare. For example, do you realize that the word devil, well, it's more of a job description than it is a name? I mean, in the Bible, if you look, you're going to see that in the Bible, you're going to find the word Satan, you're going to find it to be a proper name, and therefore it is capitalized. Now, the word devil, well, it is not a proper name, and therefore it is not capitalized. And as a matter of fact, the word devil, well, it's from the Greek words, two Greek words. The first word is dia, and the second Greek word is balos. Now, these words combine to form the word, and I know you've heard the word before, diabolos. And the word diabolos, well, it is a description. It describes the repetitive action of hitting something, anything, again and again and again, until finally the wall or the membrane of whatever is being hit is so worn down that it can be completely and thoroughly penetrated. And if you stop to think about it, that is exactly how Satan works, right? I mean, he wants to attack your mind repeatedly, again and again. How? with lies and suggestions and accusations and allegations. Listen, he wants to bombard you with one slanderous assault after another in order to break down your mental resistance and lead you into a maze of selfishness and self-centeredness so that he can take captive your mind, your emotions, and your finances. You see, you need to remember that you have an adversary who is adamantly and actively opposed to righteousness. He hates the gospel. He detests even the mere presence of the church. Listen, he works around the clock to discredit the message of Jesus Christ. And he works to tear you down, wear you out, swallow you up in self-pity, and make a shambles out of your finances. And by the way, do you realize that in 1 Peter 5:8, we learn that Satan does not seek to devour just anyone? Oh, no, no. He seeks to devour those whom he may devour. You see, he looks for those who are weak in their faith and those not mature enough to stand in the face of his constant attacks. You see, my friend, according to the Bible, the devil's entrance into your financial life is allowed primarily through your negligence. It is your negligence that allows the devil into your finances. You see, he slips in through an undisciplined, an unorganized, and an uncommitted mind, and then he begins to wage warfare against your mind, your flesh, and your finances. What can you do? And there is always something you can do, right? There is always a way out. Listen, rather than try to run and hide from Satan, what you need to do is to learn and apply Bible-based financial principles, and we're going to be talking a lot about that. But more than that, you also need to learn how to use God's spiritual armor. We're going to be talking about that as well. You see, that way you can both stand firm. I mean, you're not going to give Satan even an inch of new ground. And then you are going to be able to move boldly to move back and to take back the ground you already lost. You see, today, right now, you need to remember that Christianity is not a playground. It is a battleground. I mean, that's important. Let me say that again. Remember that Christianity, it is not a playground. It is a battleground. And God gives you his spiritual armor to pick up and to put on as you enter into battle. Now, as you and I, as we press on through the weeks ahead, we're going to dig deeply into each piece of God's spiritual armor. But before we do that, the first thing that we need to do is to consider the battlefield, all right? Consider the battlefield. So next time, what you're going to see is a very clear picture of the United States economy, and you're going to see it from God's perspective. And no commentators, no pundits, simply what does the Bible have to say about our economy right now, today? Because you see, our economy today, well, it is part of our spiritual financial battlefield. I mean, this is going to be critically important, so don't miss it. Remember, the seminar, this 5-minute block, well, it's going to be the very first thing that we do right after we pray each week. Okay, let's see. How are we doing on time? Great. Next, let me give you an example of what a minute with Maxwell is going to be all about, all right? Now, first of all, exactly who is John Maxwell? Well, he is a Christian and he is a former pastor, but he is also a number one New York Times bestselling author. He's a coach and a speaker. As a matter of fact, he has sold more than 24 million books in some 50 different languages. I mean, for more than 40 plus years, John has been equipping the world with knowledge and tools and resources to help folks answer the call to lead and coach and communicate. And it has been one of my very great privileges to be part of his team for the last several years now. Well, that is who John Maxwell is, but just exactly what is a Minute with Maxwell? Well, 5 days a week, I receive his free Minute with Maxwell video coaching program in my email inbox. And honestly, I have to tell you, they are one of the highlights of my day. They help me gain insight into a different word every single day. And that insight adds value and it makes a huge difference in my life. Now today, John is going to share with you his thoughts on the word overcome and overcomer. All right? The word for today is overcome. And why overcome? Well, we've all had times, we all have times in our lives, right? When we feel the pressure rising, you know, when there are so many things to do and not nearly enough time and energy to spare, and we're exhausted and we feel as though we're moving backward and not forward, right? Well, this is a moment of being overcome by life's pressures. So let's listen. Let's see what John has to say. Let's listen to the very first Minute with Maxwell.
Hi, John Maxwell today. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. The word today is overcome. There's a difference between being overcome and overcoming. I can become overcome by the fact that I've got a lot of pressure, I got a lot of things to do, and after a while I just become exhausted thinking about the schedule, and I'm checking it off, but I'm not getting there. And I realize that I'm moving backwards slowly and I'm not getting to where I am, and I become overcome by pressures and stuff. But the word overcome can also mean that I got over all those things. I climbed out of the pile of all the stuff, and all of a sudden I become the king or the queen of the mountain. Here's what I know about overcoming. Two things. One is you have to believe that you can overcome. It really is centered in a belief that you can, no matter what the challenge or what the problem, you can come out on top. Number two is I have to take action. No one has overcome anything great by thinking about it, hoping to do it, having good intentions. We have to take action. I don't know today what has kind of been maybe beating you up or perhaps making you feel like it was overcoming you, but whatever it is, look at it differently today. One, say, I believe that I can overcome this area. And number two, I'm going to take action to start that process. If you do those two things, you will become an overcomer instead of a person that is overcome by the pressures of life. My name's John Maxwell. Thanks for joining me today on Minute with Maxwell.
Boy, oh boy, is that a good word. I mean, what does John suggest? Well, he says that when you believe, when you and I, when we prayerfully believe that we can push back, and that we can take action to climb back out of that pile of stuff that we're in, well, that's when we become an overcomer. Now, that is a good word, and that is a great example of a Minute with Maxwell, the Minute with Maxwell that you're going to hear very often on this show. And by the way, in case you're interested, you can subscribe for free by simply Googling A Minute with Maxwell. Okay, well, we have time for one more segment this time around during our first program together. One of the things that we at Christian Financial Ministries always try and do is to preferably make sure that everything that we do is very practical for you. You see, we want to help you get into God's Word and then move His Word into your head and down to your heart and then help you get it up and operating into your life. And one way we can do that is to use the same technique that Larry Burkett used to use. And it's the same technique that Dave Ramsey uses so effectively today. And that is to respond to questions on air that we receive during coaching and mentoring and even through our emails. Now, we have time to add one question during our time together, so let's do that. And here's a good question to start with. Bob, how can I, as a mother, teach my children the value of money if their father spends it foolishly and spoils them continually with gifts? Oh, my goodness. Won't the children learn to imitate the parent who is the least disciplined? What do I do? Help! Oh, my goodness. You see, yes, true, sometimes children will imitate the least disciplined parent because children are enthralled with spending, aren't they? Particularly when they're younger. You see, many times, however, children will migrate toward the disciplined parent because that disciplined parent represents security. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means, for example, a permissive parent or even a grandparent could actually lose the children's respect if he or she gives too freely. Now, what are you to do in your situation? Well, I would suggest that you and your husband sit down together and talk about this clearly and objectively and try and base it upon God's word. You know, you need to come to an understanding that love doesn't mean just giving your children everything that they desire. You know, the Bible says that a person whom God loves, well, he also disciplines. And that's got to be the same with parents. A parent who really loves his child will establish
if
you and your husband aren't able to sit down and talk
to
about this without
your child's
being angry
freedom,
but,
at each other,
but teacher, well, then I suggest you write him a letter about how you feel. Now, base that letter on God's principles, and you might want to use the principles found in, Proverbs 13:1, 15:5, and even 19:18. And if that doesn't work, you might also then want to seek out a professional counselor who could help both of you understand the balance between giving too much and too little. And remember too, that God rarely puts two identical people together, right? Usually one will tend to be more of a giver and one more of a saver. Working together, you can reach a better balance than either of you could reach individually. Great question. Wow. You know, we've really covered quite a bit of ground during this first time together, haven't we? You know, we started out by sharing with you a little bit about who we are and what you can expect to hear each time that we meet. You had your very first Financial Freedom God's Way radio seminar segment. You spent a great minute with Maxwell. And we just shared with you a typical question that folks ask, along with what we prayerfully believe to be a Bible-based practical response. Now, like I said at the start, here, when you tune in with us, you're going to discover financial and life living teaching, training, mentoring, and coaching with a purpose. You and I, well, we are going to start with biblical financial principles and then begin to blend in the practical applications. And as we do along the way, you're going to learn some Greek, you're going to have some fun, and you're going to learn how to pick up and put on and use your spiritual financial armor and actually a whole lot more. Now, this I truly believe. I truly believe God has linked you together with WJRB 95.1 and Christian Financial Ministries. He has linked us together for exactly such a time as this. I truly believe God is going to bless the time you spend with Him each time we meet. So again, if you are absolutely positively ready to dump debt and then work to learn to build and pass on wealth, help other folks do the same thing, and you want to do it all God's way, well, this is going to be the place that you need to be, okay? And by the way, as we close, check out our new website, won't you? It's almost complete. I'd say it's about 90% complete. So check out our new website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. That's Christian Financial Ministries, all spelled out, .org. Okay? All right, great. Now, as promised, let me close us in prayer. Oh, Father God, I thank you for bringing us together today and for each of the days to come to your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have a blessed day, won't you? And we're going to see you next time for your Financial Freedom God's Way radio.